How's it going, everybody? And welcome to another episode of What Are You Doing? This is another special episode of the What Are You Doing podcast called the Solo for Show Show. It's the show where me, your host, Lucas, Tekon, Token, whatever you want to call me, I got three names. I know I got three names, and I know it's super annoying for everybody, including me. But I got three of them, and you can call me anything you want. Anyway, this is the Solo for Show Show, where I talk to you. I just talk to you, and you can't talk back. And you know what? It's a podcast, so you're not supposed to be able to talk back. And if it bugs you that you can't, you turn it off. I'm just kidding. But a little bit of would do good for that. Like, you want to talk back? Probably not. Maybe a little bit of Or you want to talk back? Or no, you want to send me a message and you want me to reply to it?
Not doing it.
Anyway, today, the What Are You Doing podcast is brought to you by ProjectFitApparel.com. Are you into fitness? Do you want to let people know? Hey, buy projects, buy body. Go to ProjectFitApparel.com and put in the coupon code TechOnTV at the end and get 15% off all your purchases. Nah, but for real, Project Fit Apparel's pretty awesome, guys. Project Fit Apparel's pretty awesome. They got a bunch of cool shit. I think they got some of them stretchy booty pants now for the ladies. Some of them stretchy booty pants, leggings or whatever they're called. I'm not sure. What's the difference between leggings and, you know, the other ones? Leggings and, what are those called? Leggings and whatever they're called. You know, the yoga pants or whatever. Same thing, whatever. They have those now, I'm pretty sure. So go check it out and put in the coupon code TechOnTV and get 15% off all your purchases at the end of the deal. And so that's pretty cool. We're also brought to you by SkyPrint. SkyPrintLLC.com. It's basically just a place that you can contact them and get stuff printed. Anything you need printed. Stickers, flyers, CD. They did Amber My Amber CD covers. They did the sleeves, the whole deal. Anything that you need printed, they can print it. They'll even do water bottle covers for you or pens or whatever. Whatever you want something printed on, they'll do it. They're super easy to work with. Their number's up there. I prefer calling them because emailing your art to somebody isn't the way to do it. And these people are really good at, answering the phone as a human being instead of a robot. Beep, boop, beep. Please press 1. Not happening there. Guess what?
Not doing it.
But guess what? They do it. So you can just call them up and they'll do exactly what you need. All right. Getting into the podcast here. And guess what? Guess what we got going on? I'm going to start each podcast with the new deal that I had going on in the last one called the Five Facts Smackdown.
Five Facts Smackdown.
I guess we're getting smart now.
And guess what? The first thing, I'm sitting here telling you guys some facts, trying to get smart and shit, and I'm like, ooh, the first thing.
Oops.
You know? So the first fact today was the one I mentioned earlier, or last week on the podcast that I would let you guys know, and it is the amount of people that are on the planet Earth. 7.4 billion people on Earth. For real. For real, 7.4 billion, which, by the way, yeah, that makes sense. But, so, like, roughly 7.5 billion people on Earth, dude. That's literally, like, 7 billion people. That's literally, when you say, oh, man, dude, that's like a billion. It's more than that. It's 7 of those billions. Like, if you're being a sarcastic shithead, and you're like, oh, dude, there's like a billion of them. 7 billion. Oh, 7 billion.
Buy some knee pads.
That's what I say to 6.5 billion of those people, because that's insane, dude. That's insane. Like, how? What? I'm supposed to know how many people? How does everybody not have? Well, I guess that doesn't make any sense. But like, I make music, right? I make music, and because I make music, I need people to listen to the music, right? And there's 7.4 billion people on the planet. That's so fucking crazy, dude. And if I could get one of those billion people listening, my life would change substantially. It's so crazy that's like a thing. Like, my life would literally change 100% if I could get just a small amount of those people to listen. It's like, I think about it all the time. And when I saw this number, I was like, God damn, dude. And 323 million of those people live in the U.S. 323 million. I know there's not a whole lot to say about it. It's just kind of crazy. Hold on. My mouth's a little dry. I got to get a little bit of the juice in my mouth. Got to get a little bit of the juice in my mouth. I guess I've been at the store.
Buy some knee pads.
But I guess I went to Walmart and...
Buy some knee pads.
No, it's really dry in my house. I think I've told you guys this before. It's like super dry in here. And I'm constantly chopping up my chops. So I got to have a drink right next to me all the time. But yeah. So then let's see. Oh my God, this one's crazy. All right, so you would never think of these people when you think of most records sold. When you think of most records sold ever, who do you think of? You know, Michael Jackson, you think of the Beatles, you think of, I don't know, Celine Dion or some shit. You know what I mean? Some fucking body. But this is, okay. These people, so I looked up most records sold, and after 15 billion, there is nobody else. So that's where we're at. We're at 15 billion songs sold by these people. These are the top five, I believe. Bing Crosby, I don't know if you know who Bing Crosby is, but the fact that he was making music in 1942 makes me think he's probably dead. I didn't check that because I'm lazy. But I'm sorry. Okay? But, okay, Bing Crosby's White Christmas sold over 15 million copies in 1942. So that's, like, literally sold. That's not, like, streamed or... you know, like, people, 15 million people have the record, 1942, so it's a big-ass record of Bing Crosby's White Christmas. What? A Christmas song is one of the top five songs ever sold? And then, this one I like, I don't know, Bing Crosby's White Christmas is good. My mom had it. She's one of the 15 million people. Elton John's Candle in the Wind in 1997. My boy E. John's out here selling 15 million records. Like, what, dude? 15 million records for Candle in the Wind? You know, candle burned out long before. The legend never did. That's what he sounds like, dude. But, like, I love Elton John. No joke. I love his shit 100%. He's awesome. But Candle in the Wind? The candle burned out long before. The legend never did. That's awesome, dude. It's a really good song. 1997 sold over 15 million songs. And people wonder why he can dress in all diamonds head to foot. Not just his wrists, not just his negligee, not just his teeth. Well, he doesn't do the teeth thing, but not just around his glasses, but he literally has, like, emerald jackets. like ruby and emerald jackets because he sold over 15 million copies of one song in the late 90s. Now, the late 90s money wasn't the same as today's money, but it was still a ton of money. It's still a ton of money. 15 million copies? Ooh. 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 I'm actually learning a cover of an Elton John song right now, so I'm pretty stoked about that. Again with the Bing Crosby. What? All right, for one, what the fuck kind of name is Bing? Bing? Is it Bing? B-I-N-G, Bing Crosby. Excuse me. Bing Crosby's Silent Night in 1935. For real? For real, Bing Crosby's Silent Night in 1935? Who had money in 1935? I literally thought no one had money in 1935. Where do you get money in 1935? Huh? 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 What's the, I forget which one this one is.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
I like that one. But, Silent Night?
Silent Night.
For real? Dude, did he even write that? I should have looked that up. I'm pretty sure Bing Crosby didn't write Silent Night in 1935. But if he did, good job, Mr. Bing, because that's a pretty dope song for those types of songs. That's definitely a pretty dope song for those types of songs. But I'm pretty sure he didn't write it. So he cashed in on a song he didn't write for 15 million records sold? Dude, I need to do a cover. I need to do a cover and start selling that, dude. I'll do a cover of some song that was made in like 1812 or some shit and just take up all those Benjamins, dude. I'll do Silent Night he already did that one. He's rocking Silent Night. I mean, he's dead, but he's still rocking it, obviously. I don't know. If you think of a song that I could do from a gajillion years ago and make some cash on it, I'll give you 20% of the cash I get from it. All right. The last one is Bill Haley and the... Dang it. He has like a group, Bill Haley and the something, but Bill Haley, Rock Around the Clock in 1954. Will the clock strike down? That song sold over 15 million records. Dude, what? Dude, I'm not saying it's not a good song. But okay, it is pretty good. It is pretty catchy. But still, over 15 million records sold. That's so crazy for that song, especially for 1954. Where is that guy? Is he still alive? Is Bill Haley in the whatever? I don't know what the band's name is, but if he's still alive, he's probably got some cash. He probably invested in like Apple or something when it first came out, and that guy's probably balling. That guy's probably balling out of control right now if he's not dead. If he's dead, he's definitely not balling. His kids are balling, though, unless they're dead, too. That, I mean, 1954 was a bit ago. But I think, I don't know. I'm not sure. But let's see. Fact number three. Fact number three. In 1978. Oh, dude. This one. Okay. So, you know how, Project Fit Apparel is our sponsor. We talk about fitness a lot here on the What Are You Doing podcast because I like to stay fit. And we are sponsors of fitness, dude. We got fitness people on. We do a whole thing about fitness. So guess what this fact is? In 1978, a guy named John... Dude, why would you let your name be on the fucking thing? Like, why would you let people record this and have your name...
Buy some knee pads.
Stop it.
Not
Stop
doing it.
Really?
And a little bit of...
Oops.
Why would you let people put your name on this, dude? Mr. John Brower Minock? Or Minock? Minock? M-I-N-N-O-C-H. John Brower Minock. Heaviest man ever recorded. 1,400 pounds.
Buy some knee pads.
Because you're going to need them. Because you can't walk. And you can probably only crawl around if that. Dude, 1,400 pound person. How do you eat that much, dude? Like, he probably had some kind of glandular disease or something. I mean, being mean as shit right now. But still, like, dude, 1,400 pounds. Don't let him put it on the thing. Don't let him put it in the history books. For real? You're like, probably.
All right, probably. There's not a good chance I'm going to get a world record for anything else, so. Yeah, put it in the book.
So, John, I was wondering if you could sign this piece of paper so that we could put you in the Guinness World Records of the fattest guy that ever fucking lived.
No, I'm good.
John, just real quick, just think about this. You're bedridden for the rest of your life. If you live for the next any time, you're probably not going to live that long. And you're probably going to need a little reassurance in your life, right? Right? Do you feel like crap every day? Well, guess what? You've accomplished something. You've accomplished something. And we want to give you the credit you deserve. To those Guinness World Records people that give people records for bullshit like that. That dude, that's mean as fuck, dude. That's so goddamn mean. Like, how do they talk these people into this shit? Like, these crazy ass people. Dude, hey, you're the fattest guy that's ever lived. Fattest guy that's ever lived. We're going to put it in the book, okay?
No, I don't want you to.
Yeah, well, we're going to, because that's you're going to be your only accomplishment.
All right, I guess, you know, that makes sense. Sure.
You know? Like, dude, come on, man. Give me a second. I gotta get my cat out of here. Sorry. All right, I'm back. I mean, for you guys, it didn't even... There wasn't any break. Sorry about that. Next time, I'm just not gonna say shit. Duh. Duh. That doesn't make any sense. But, yeah, 1,400 pounds was the fattest guy that's ever lived. And that's not a lie at all. And that's unbelievable. Now, this is a sad one, but I think it needs to be said. I was looking up Holocaust facts. Dude, okay. All right, so earlier we said there were 7.4 billion people in the world and 323 million people in the U.S. Now, so 323 people... 323 million people in the U.S., but in the Holocaust, 6 million Jews died. Now, when you think about how many, okay, how, I didn't even know there was that many Jews in the world at that time. That was a forever ago, and, not forever ago, I'm not being insensitive when I say that, but it was a while ago, and, 6 million Jews died. So how many were left after that? Like, how I should have Googled that. How many Jews were left after the Holocaust? I'm going to Google that right now, right in front of you guys. I don't give a fuck. No, I'm just kidding. But I am going to Google that right now because I really want to know. Let's see if Google can do this right. How many Jews were left after the Holocaust? Google ain't going to know. Google's not going to know. 45. Let's see here. So, okay, Jews. 60% of. Okay, so 60% of all Jews were killed. So let's say it's 6 million people were killed. Oh, so there was 10 million Jews. So they killed over half of all the Jews. What? Dude, they killed over half of all the Jews in the Holocaust. That's unbelievable. Dude, how do you get away with killing over half the people of the different people and, like, there's people just following you? Like, dude, And the thing, here's the thing about like Nazis and all that stuff. They're like, there's people that go around and, well, they talk about it this way. It's like, well, what would you do if you were in a country full of people that were doing these terrible things and you were part of the army already, like you were part of the armed forces already, and then everyone started kind of shifted to follow a different dude. And then that dude was doing terrible things and making, telling you to do terrible things. And if you didn't do them, you would be killed. And it's like, these, it's not like they, these dudes were grew, not many people grew up with that. You know what I mean? Like you weren't born in Nazi Germany and then turned 22 in Nazi Germany and were programmed that way. Like these people weren't programmed that way. They just like had to become that way because, so they knew right and wrong. You know what I mean? These dudes like knew the difference between right and wrong, and they knew that this was wrong. A lot of them knew it was wrong. And some dudes probably just became animals, dude. Like for real, animals. Like it's so crazy to think about. And then some other dudes were just like, I can't, I don't want to do this. I can't do it, but I have to for like, so, cause otherwise they'll kill me. They'll kill my family for treason or whatever, you know? That's crazy, dude. I mean, and that's not an excuse at all, but cause a lot of people be like, oh, I would never. And it's like, you've never been in a situation like that. I would love to think I would never. And thank God I'll never have to find out if I would ever, you know? I don't think I'll ever find that out. But, like, those dudes must have been, like, trying to balance that kind of thought, dude. Like, either I do terrible things to other people or terrible things happen to me and the people I love, you know? It's so crazy. It's so crazy, like, the way dictatorships work like that. Like, because the consequence is dire. The consequences are 100% dire. So then what do? You know, like you die for, I don't know, man. I would love to say that I would just stand in front of a bullet and be like, dude, just do it. Let's get this over with. I'm not doing this. Like that's how I feel I would be. But you'll never know until you're in a situation like that. That's so nuts, dude. So 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. 100 million, I mean, no, whoops. 100,000 non-Jews, so just people that just weren't Jewish. People that they were just chilling, just civilians. 100,000 just people chilling. They're not even Jews. So, like, so you get a phone call from your buddy, like, hey, is it killing all the Jews? And then you're like, oh, I'm not Jewish, it's all good. No, it's cool. We can, like, do, that sucks for them, but let's, like, do a cookout or something. And then people come running through and start killing you, too. You're like, I thought it was all the Jews. And they're like, you're in the way. Or whatever, you know. You're in the way. Oh, we do kill Jews, but you're in the way. Like, what, dude? we saw you, and you were in the way. And then 312 Serbians died. I mean, 300,012 Serbians died. So, like, I can't, like, do a ton of, what's it called for this? I can't do, like, a ton of research because it's only 30 minutes. But, yeah. So, I don't know if the Serbians were Jews as well, but 312,000 Serbs also died, and that's pretty crazy. So this is the last one. This is the last five pack smackdown. And the worst part, I'm almost done with the podcast already. Sharks can smell a drop of blood from a mile away. One part of blood per billion parts of water. So you're a mile away. You're like way over here. A mile. Have you ever ran a mile? Like when I first started running, a mile was forever. Like, I can do a few miles now, but, like, a mile's a grip, dude. Like, a mile's a pretty good distance. And a shark, like, if you just bleed once, just one little tiny little bleed. And fucking, they'll be, van, kang, 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 kang. Just one little bleed of blood. You know? That's so fucking nuts, dude. Hey, sharks. How do you smell in water? Because I can't smell shit in water, dude. I can't, dude, you're down there trying to smell in water, drown to death. You drown to death. You're like, just swimming. And let's see if anyone's baking anything. It's so ridiculous, dude. And they can smell in water. They just like, because the water just goes through their shit and they just breathe water because they're awesome. The shit. I mean, we're guppies. I know. I understand that we're the guppies and we're going to evolve into sharks someday. And that's why I had this fact up. That's why I brought this fact up. So you know that listening to this podcast, sharing the podcast with your friends, and then going on Project Fit Apparel and Skyprint and buying stuff from them when you need it, helping the podcast, helping all of us grow, listening to these five facts, gaining some knowledge. Someday we're going to turn into sharks and we'll be able to smell blood from a mile away. Un strop of blood from a mile away. Uno más drop of blood. I don't know any other languages, by the way. And someday we'll be able to do that. But like, fuck the ocean. 100, dude, fuck the ocean. Fuck Frank Ocean. Fuck like anything that has to do with the ocean. Fuck that one band that one hardcore band that always talks about the ocean. Let the ocean. I forgot what the band of that name. The band of that name. I forgot the name of that band. But, dude, fuck the ocean, man. Dude, there's stuff down there like sharks and jellyfish that just can sting you. Okay. If you think about the shit that's down there, doesn't make any sense. Dude, it's made out of jelly stuff. It's all squishy jelly. You touch it, it burns the shit out of you and stings. You just touch it. There's no stinger. It just fucking stings like a motherfucker. Dude, and then they have the fish, the puffy fish. Those ones, they look like little regular fish, but then when you go to try to grab them, they turn into giant spiky fucking balloons. What, dude? How does that happen? Some people, like, when they're, like, get real stoned or something, they're like, oh, man, when you think about, like, being a human, it's kind of crazy. We're, like, perfect. We have, like, the hands, and it's like, dude, shut up. It's like, shut up, dude. Look at a squid, dude. You think we're perfect, cool-looking things? Look at a squid, dude. It doesn't even have bones. It probably has bones. I don't know that. But it doesn't even have bones. And it just kind of... It has a bunch of hands, a big-ass head for its brain, and they're smart as shit. And then they can squish down to tiny little... And then get out of holes and stuff. And they can grab... They can grab, like, 40 things with all their tentacles. Like, what, dude? And then... They have fish with lights on their heads. Right, dude? Like, they have fish, and they have those big-ass teeth. Those big-ass, sharp-ass teeth for what? What are those for? Like, they chill at the bottom of stuff because they have lights on their head, so they're chilling on the bottom, and they evolved to do that. Dude, would we evolve to have lights in our head if we turned all the lights off? We all just hung out in darkness all the day, all the time. Could we be helping the human race and making us evolve into things with lights on our heads or night vision or some shit? If we all just agreed for the next 42 billion years to not be in the sunlight ever, I wonder if that would work. If that would work, dude, we should do that for the future. Because, dude, the future humans definitely need lights on their head so they can go swimming in the ocean. So they can go swimming in the bottom of the ocean. I have to wear a fucking headlamp that can run out of batteries, and then you're fucking SOL, dude. Hey, dude, when you think about what is that called when you go into a cave, Kerplunkin or whatever? I can't remember what the name of that shit's called, but could you spelunking? That's what it is, Kerplunking, dude. By the way, cave diving, people, don't call it that. It sounds stupid as fuck. But Could you imagine being, because, all right, when you're in a cave, like a mile into a cave or whatever, there's no lights. So if your fucking headlamp went out or your flashlight or whatever light that you have just went out, you're not getting out of that cave, dude. No lights. You're not getting out. If you just wander into a cave with one of your homies, all your fucking lights go out, you're dead. No matter what you try to do, you're dead as fuck. And guess what? All those bugs and fucking whatever the shit else is down there that doesn't like the light or gets scared by your light and doesn't eat you to death, like giant centipedes, you're dead. They're going to eat you alive. So next time you go spelunk-a-lunking, make sure you have 400 lights on you. Bring a goddamn Christmas tree with your dude. Yeah, for bring a car battery, a Christmas tree, 4 headlamps, 25 those things that cops beat kids with, flashlights, you know, and make sure that you're all set, because if you don't have light, you gonna die. And you know what? Don't go spelunking. Don't go spelunking ever, because you know why? We don't belong there. We're humans. We don't belong in the middle of a giant cave underground. And guess where else we don't belong? At the top of a mountain with a snow cap. Don't do it. Because guess what?
Not doing it.
Dude, don't do it. People are like, oh, but what about for the... Nah. Hey, what? But it would be really dope if we... Nah. But dude, you never know how good... what you can really be until you... Nah. I know exactly what I can be right here on the fucking ground, not at the bottom of the ocean. Dude, send robots to up there and down there and stuff. Send robots. We made robots so that we don't have to do shit. Send them to do the stuff that doesn't make any sense for us to be doing. Dude, people die. Dude, that's the next fact for next week. How many people died climbing Mount Everest and never came the fuck back down? That's a fact that's going to be on next week. I would look it up and be rude as shit to you guys right now, but I'm not going to do that today. But, what, dude, there's no reason. Like, and I get, gotta be extreme, gotta push yourself, gotta be for real, gotta be forever, gotta be, dude, I'm totally all about that, but there's no fucking way I'm doing any of that shit. Oh, dude, maybe skydiving? Maybe. But there'd have to be me with a parachute. The guy on my back would have to have a parachute. And then there should be another person following us with 4 parachutes just in case, so they could chuck us one, so they could throw us one in the middle of the air. If ours doesn't fucking do the thing, I might do that maybe. But climbing to the top of a mountain, not doing.
Not doing.
Not ever.
Oops.
That's what I would do. If I found my... If I got really aggro one day and I was like, we're doing this. We're climbing the top of the mountain. Never stopping. Never surrendering. And then I found myself at the top of Mount Everest with no food, no headlamp, and no water. I'd be like,
oops. Oops.
Oops, man. Dude, because I know, dude. Nah. Don't do it. Send robots to the top of the mountain, see what the fuck's up there. Send robots to the bottom of the ocean, see what the fuck's down there. Send robots to space, see what's up there, and then send us when we know it's safe, you know? Space is the only thing that's risky as shit that I think humans should do. Everything else, just let robots do. I'm good. I'm so good at not spelunking in a cave. Never spelunking in a cave ever. Never doing that ever. Dude, imagine the kind of bugs that are a mile, dude, bugs that were born in the cave, still in the cave, all day, every day in the cave. These motherfuckers don't know how hard it is in the cave. Like, dude, those have to be the hardest, most gangster bugs ever, dude. Centipedes as big as your wrist, dude. What the fuck? Dude, dude. The you know the centipede, that nasty ass centipede on James and the Giant Peach? One of those that fucking size, dude. That big. Big old 5.5-foot centipede. You can hear it. All big as fuck. Behind you.
your headlamp goes out for 1 second, you hear... It grabs your back and throws you against the cave wall and starts eating your throat out. Don't go flunking. Don't go flunking ever. Don't go flunking. No, oh yeah, by the way, the tour is 100%, everything's good, everything's gravy. There, if you go to my Instagram, Tekon_music, you'll see the tour flyer, where we're going to be, when we're going to be there, obviously. And we should have some Tekon merch for you guys out there. If I have the money before that, I'll have What Are You Doing podcast shirts with me as well. I don't know if I'll have those, but I definitely will have What Are You Doing podcast stickers, Tekon t-shirts. And with me when we go out there. So when we go to all the, we were stopping, you know, dude, we'll be in, shit, man, Illinois for sure. We'll be in, I think, Minnesota, Ohio, Michigan at some point, and then, and obviously, Buffalo, New York. So make sure that you check out the, either go to Tekon, like my music page on Facebook, or my Instagram, Tekon_music, Tekon_music, and you guys can come out and hang out. Dude, I'd love to talk to you guys. Honestly, we're bringing all the podcast shit for on tour, so if you're in any of the cities that we're going to and you want to do a podcast on one of those days, let us know ASAP. Message us either on Facebook or email us at whatareyoudoingpodcast@gmail.com and let us know, because we'll do a podcast with you when we're at those cities. And that would be actually fucking dope as shit to be able to have to be able to do that with you guys. So please come out. Please come check us out and come and talk to us, and we might be able to do a podcast together and kick it. Thank you so much for listening. This is the What Are You Doing podcast. Be awesome. Be kind. Peace out.